Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
It's Daddy Speaks, the international transformational storyteller. Just what you need. Time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Daddy Speaks.
Hello, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Betty Speaks, and I am back with you on the Power and Praise Television. You know, we were just on Thanksgiving Day and had an amazing turnout with one of my youngest guests, Dr. Corey Haight was there. And today I have another phenomenal guest for you that will be speaking to you on an amazing topic. You may see it somewhere below or above, but I want to remind you that wise leaders inspire others to follow and believe in them and the calling of their mission by the presence, by their passion, and by partaking in humility, plus being civil to all. This is what wise leaders do. And as I think of that quote that was done by yours truly, that guest that I have with me today, he's doing amazing things as a leader. And our topic today is embracing hope. Yes, embracing hope. We're in the season for embracing hope. You know, actually it's something that you will want to or desire to embrace daily. But after you hear from our leader today, this young man who's out of another country, a country that I love and that's near and dear to my heart, I tell you, I've had a chance to visit this country and this particular continent, and the people there are so loving, so amazing. But I want you to take special note on what he is, and actually the both of us will be presenting to you on that four-letter word, hope. And my guest today has an extensive bio. Every now and then I may pick out some things that is in his bio that I would like to introduce to you that he does, but he is a man of God and he's always sharing God's word. And I'm going to move myself out of the way because I want him to introduce himself to you, my audience, and tell you where he is hailed from and the things that he has going on in his ministry just now. Just one second. Let me see if I can locate him. Guest, are you there? Professor Jared, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, welcome, 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 sir, on the Power and Praise Television. Will you just please just intro yourself? Because after reading your bio, it's like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, thank you, Betty, for giving me an opportunity to be in your show. And basically, I am a chaplain. I'm a servant of God. Mm-hmm. And as a chaplain, I attend to God's people who are in a crisis. And I am from Kenya, and I enjoy doing God's work, yeah, and serving God's people so that I can be able to make a difference to ease their problems in life with an ultimate goal of introducing these people to God.
Yes, thank you. And thank you so much for all that you do. You and I have been acquaintance for several years now, and it is as though every award or every platform that I find myself on, you're there as well. And you are, you have a phenomenal ministry. And the fact that you reached out to me for support of your ministry, I said, this is my gift to you. The world needs to be aware. There needs to be an awareness of the things that you are offering in your ministry to the world. You don't have a selfish heart at all. It's like all selfless. It's not for you. You're doing it for others. And that word, you know, that we speak on, hope. You and I were speaking yesterday, I believe it was. And as we went in diving into hope, you started talking about Hebrew. What can you tell us about Hebrew and the word hope?
When you read Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about hope and faith. It was faith and hope which kept men of ancient times to walk their journey in serving God without seeing the immediate reward, but they had that hope. Hope is making us to walk to the future.
Yes.
With our shoulders and heads high, because hope tells us that tomorrow will be better than today.
I love that. And I recall sharing with you that hope is one of my favorite words. You know, I share with you that when I speak to people about hope, it's like hope, help other people excel. Hope, help other people enjoy life. Hope, help other people every day. And I can go on and on and on about hope, but to know that hope and faith are families, they are related to one another, because faith is having, you know, it's that evidence of those things that are not seen. And hope is telling you about what is possible for your future, but you have to have faith to get there. So as we spoke last night, there are so many verses in the book of Hebrews that talk about faith. We went on to other chapters in the Bible that spoke about faith, about hope, and you just pierced my heart. I mean, it was so elevating. What? Tell us about your ministry.
As I've said that I am a chaplain. I attend to God's people who are in a crisis, and particularly Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 to 46 is what gives me hope that one day our King Jesus will appear in glory with his angels to usher the kingdom as light, and he will separate people of nations like a shepherd does to the sheep and the goats. The sheep will be on the right hand of God. And when you are in the right hand of God, you are favored. And the goats will be on the left hand side. Hear this. And he will invite us to the kingdom which has been prepared for us before the world was given foundations. Why? Because we saw Jesus hungry and we gave him food. We saw him thirst, we gave him water. We saw him naked and we gave him clothes. We saw him as stranger, we welcomed in. And the strangers, sometimes people come to us to seek for help. Those are angels. He was in the hospital, we went to see him. He was in the prison and we feasted him. And then Jesus will say, and we'll say, wow, when did we do this? And Jesus will tell us, whatever you did for these little ones, you did it for myself. This is what gives me hope, that the people whom we look down upon, the people who have got no name in this life, but in the life to come, they will be the king, be in the kingdom. If it were not so, Jesus could have not said these little ones. So as we serve these people, these are the people whom we are going to meet in the kingdom of God. And my sister, hear me this. It is good to serve in God's vineyard. And when I give an invitation to serve in God's vineyard and work in God's vineyard, there it is a great and huge blessings into our lives. So I have said, as I move on forward, what I always want to do, I want us to work in partnership in serving God. We cannot serve God alone. We cannot go to heaven alone. In John 14, verse 1, Jesus said, let us not worry. And now that is giving us hope. Let our hearts not be troubled. He's going to his father's house. There are so many rooms. There are so many mansions. So Jesus is what he's going to do. He's inviting us to the kingdom. So the difference is, who are these who listen to Jesus' invitation? This is what I do. And that's why I serve the rest fortunate people in our society, because of the love of God and because of the hope. It is good to give people hope.
Wow, I love that. And as you were saying, you enjoy serving the less fortunate. I was going back through my biblical notes then, and Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18 spoke to me. And I would like to just share that. If you share to comment, please feel free to. It tells us that we find hope when we flee to God for refuge. And as you said, that you just, your heart is definitely there for those that are hopeless. It describes this hope as a sure and a steadfast anchor for the souls, for those particular souls that can't fix themselves, that are solid realities of God's presence. But only the believer will see the presence and see the need. And you are definitely one of his believers. You know, not only are you seeking assisting them and assuring them and influencing them on hope, but you are saving their souls as well. And that's why it's so important for us to continue to inspire others to embrace hope. Talk to me, Professor Jared.
Thank you. And let me just make this very, very important point. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16, do not forget, when we do good, when we give people hope, it pleases God. It pleases God. It makes God happy. That's what keeps me going. And you have asked me, what do I do as a chaplain? In the chaplain, I exactly do what's in Matthew 25, verse 31 to 46. I do hospital ministry. I do prison ministry. I attend to destitute children and families in the streets, the homeless. I attend and mentor young people, because young people in this point in time, they need mentors. They need people they can look for. They need coaches. Because young people will want to do what they see. So if you walk to a society and find that the young people or people are complaining to the young people, look at the elder, look at their seniors. So that's what I do, Betty, and I look forward to work with people. And I always say, in this point in time, God is a simpering sprinters who are going to sprint and finish his work. And this is exactly what you are doing. Your morning and my evening, this part of the world,
yes,
in trying to do work for other people. Because it's a good thing to do.
And I love that. I love the fact that you mentioned all of those things that you're doing, because one can take these things for granted, you know, going into different facilities and letting your service be known, letting the fact that your servanthood is there for them. You are the shepherd for many sheep. You know, you are there to, and I congratulate you on your chaplaincy, on all of your accolades. As I shared with our audience before, this young man has degree after degree after degree. I'm thinking you have maybe at least three schools that you are a degree professor three times or more. You know, it's like the professor of this, professor in this. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness. So the knowledge is there. Clearly you are a subject matter expert for the Lord, and you want to share your knowledge with others. You want to inspire them again with hope. We're talking about embracing hope today, audience, for those of you that may have just joined us. And just the fact that you have a real subject matter expert here, and he's not doing any of this in vain or for personal gain. This is his ministry comes directly from his heart. And he and I have been attempting to connect now for at least a year. I think we've been just chatting back and forth and congratulating one another on different accolades. But at least, you know, finally, we get to break bread together, even though it is virtually. And I love the fact that your persistence, your consistency, it is there to inspire others with hope, and the fact that every other day I am, and you're feeding me, you're feeding me biblical food, you know, you're sending me all kinds of information, and I'm thinking, and I take the time to read it all because I'm fascinated with it. I'm like, oh wow, I'm gonna use this. This is so neat. This is like, you know, someone needs to pour into us often, and this is all about inspiring hope, because you never know when hope, as I mentioned before, you're helping other people excel. You're helping other people enjoy life. All the messages that I get from you, I receive from you, they help me enjoy life. It's like, ah, there's another me out there, but it's in a man version. You know, you're pouring and pouring, and it allows someone to smile. It allows that person to be motivated. It gives them that additional oomph, you know, to get up and move. So I'm just grateful that we are meeting, and I'm grateful that I get to vouch for you, testify on who you are, promote you, and introduce you to my tribe that are always looking for the next, because it's never the same person unless the producer said, they tell me, Betty, you got to get that person back. And and Professor, I do believe that by the end of the show, that, you know, when your show airs, that others would like to stay in touch with you, would like to connect with you, and definitely support your ministry, because
thank you. Profound. Thank you.
Yes. And I see you have a Christmas tree back there. I know my gift is underneath the tree somewhere. But tell us, you know, and with all that you do and all that you are supporting, how can we support you additionally? Because my audience consists of a lot of my friends too. And I know some of you that are listening, you own your own television shows, you have your own podcasting, and you're doing amazing things worldwide as well. But tell us, what is it that we can do to further support you and your ministries, and how?
Thank you. I'm just humbled that the sharing I do share with you impacts your life. And what I need my listeners and even you to know, that I am an intercessor. I pray for people. I pray for people. There are some people who cannot pray for themselves. Mm. My prayers keeps them going.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps them going. Because when life has spat at you, has reduced you as hell, you don't even know have time to pray. It's one of the ministries which God has given me to intercede for others, to have intercession that I can make, I can lift them up. And interceding prayers are not selfish prayers. So what I want to my listeners to help me is also to pray for me. It's also to pray for me because God has given me a ministry. And I did share with you yesterday in the book of Acts when Peter and John were going to the temple. They found this lame person and they was trying to ask silver and money from them. He said, money or gold and silver, we don't have, but in the name of Jesus, may you rise and walk and go home. And this man went home. So in my process is that God has not called me to beg from people, but I know God has called me to touch people whom I talk to so that we can take this work. This work is too much. It's too much that we cannot leave it. And sometimes it gives me hope that when Jesus was entering Jerusalem and the people were singing Hosanna, the elders were having a problem with that. And they were telling tell the children not to sing. Jesus told them that if these children stop singing, the stones will take over. So it is very important that we give ourselves, that God uses us, he makes us available. And I said, how I want us to work or to be supported. I say that I want to introduce you to work in God's vineyard. I want us to have a conversation. I want us to have an engagement. I want us to share from time to time. And the few resources which God has given us in terms of time, in terms of opportunities, in terms of money, let us use it to prepare the gospel so that we can be able to give people hope. And this is exactly what we are discussing, of embracing hope.
I had to step away because you had me tearing up a second. And did what your message is so filled with passion, and you heard it from Professor Jared himself. It's like, you know, prayer was the first thing that you mentioned. You mentioned prayer because you know your heart's calling, and you know the calling that's on your life. And it touched me because a lot of people don't even say the word, I need prayer first. They go on into other things. But the last thing I heard you say was, and it wasn't even the last, it was like next to the last. There's financial support is always needed, you know, in doing ministry, because you take from your own resources. You deliver out of your own pockets, and it doesn't even faze you because you know you are taking care of a calling that has been given to you, and you know that you will benefit, you will reap that back more and more just by seeing someone going through the process of deliverance in their hope. So I thank you for saying prayer, because it is needed. And you also mentioned about that light. One of the shows that we did this month was Let Your Light Shine. Let that beacon light in you shine, you know, let his image shine through you. And as your light is shining, as his image is shining through you, people will see your genuine needs. You don't even have to share with them what your prayers are. They will definitely pray for you. And I know that, you know, when you spoke on prayer, it's one of the things that is my go-to. When someone asks me of something, I try my best not to walk away from them without praying over them and over the desires of their hearts, over their needs. So when you ask me, how can you support my ministry? I'm still waiting on you to support my ministry. And if it's not financially, I was like, Lord, what can I do to support his ministry right now? You know where I am in life right now. You know the supports that I have just encountered. So what is it that I could do for my brother? Betty, why are you asking me what should you do? Have him on your show. Have him to speak to all of those people that are chiming in, you know? What I love about the this network, this television station, is that they came back. I think I shared this with you. They said, Betty, we're missing you. Can you come back? You had amazing guests. You know, will you come back? And I'm thinking, how can I put that back in my schedule? But now the need is there for others to hear what amazing ministers, what amazing chaplains, what was going on in the world, the needs of the world, especially during this time, well, this season that we're currently in, Professor. This very season, as I look at your beautiful Christmas tree in your background, I know the gifts that you desire to give to those that you encounter. So I thank you. He has given me some information that I could share with you all on how to get in contact with him, how to support him in prayer and financially. I would definitely include this in on our show. And you have a PayPal account. And I see One Treasure Life, or I Treasure Life.
And that's what I do.
I treasure life.
I treasure life.
Oh, and you know what? Life is living intentionally for eternity. I treasure life too. I'm an acronym buff. I have acronyms for just about everything. I treasure life as well. Live intentionally for eternity. And that's what we're doing today. This young man is a legacy, and he is an imprint leader, which is my platform. Many of you know that. I have the Resurrection Imprint Act. This is my platform. And he's definitely that imprint leader. He's that gentleman that is leaving a legacy. When I say imprint, it's a new paradigm that people are now catching on to. He's leaving an imprint for life. And leaving that imprint, it's an intentional imprint.
I'm having trouble connecting to the internet. It looks like an issue with the router.
That's Alexa.
Device. So try restarting.
Alexa,
then.
Stop.
Unplug both of them. Then plug the router back in. Wait 30 seconds.
Once so, yes, I have to stop her.
Plug in the Echo device.
But, yes, I just wanted to say that about life, live intentionally for eternity. And then the other platform that I have is recognizing those that are leaving an imprint, such as yourself, sir. And that imprint will live on for infinity because of the lives that you are touching. And once you receive this award, you'll be like, oh my goodness, this award, I wish, Nelson Mandela, you know, he was a legacy. He left an imprint for eternity. You know, some things you can't erase. And what you're doing with embracing hope is something that will be a legacy for one to follow. And they will always remember you. If nothing else, they will always remember the footprints that you have left for them to follow. Someone Amen. Has to pick up that torch and walk with it. That's what I love about, you know, I was there in Kenya maybe 2 years ago before the pandemic. And I honestly, that's why when I said, Asante, Professor, you know, there's other words that I know too. When I got on the stage, I did my homework and was practicing the language. And they were so thrown away with me coming up there speaking their language. And I loved it. I was embraced. It's like the love you all oozed onto me. My heart is still there. My heart, I left it there in Kenya. So,
welcome back.
So
come on.
You, I plan to, honestly, the gifts that you would, that were dawned onto me for being there, I just, honestly, it was so sad to leave. You got to have, I have to fan myself. But again, we're talking about embracing hope today. And I have my friend, like I said, I've known him for several years. And this is like our second time like speaking. And so he's doing he has an amazing ministry. And we have ministries all over, but his ministry is changing lives there in Kenya, actually worldwide, because he's traveled here to the United States as well. So and I'm so grateful for what he's doing, because you know, after retiring from the military, serving my country, and now to be serving not only my community and not only my country, but to be a servant worldwide and to touch lives worldwide for kingdom purposes is so meaningful.
Thank you.
You know, it's so meaningful. And I'd rather do nothing else but to influence others with hope, influence others with, you know, with the word faith that comes, that ties together with hope. And we were talking about Hebrews 11 and 1. We see that hope is another aspect of faith in the unseen or the future, but hope is faith directed to the future. That's what we said today. That's what we share with our audience today, sir. Hope is faith directed to your future. Hope is the secular sense. It is the expectation of good, and Christian hope goes beyond that to the expectation of God or Christ. So when you embrace that, you understand the genuine meaning of hope. I see you smiling as though I have something else I want to add to that. Talk to me, Professor.
John 14, verse 14 says that Jesus says, whatever you ask in his name, you will get.
Yes.
I am going to ask Jesus that he may prepare sons and daughters, men and women, who are looking forward to aspire, to inspire others for Jesus Christ before we expire. There is always a reward for us, and we will only forget where we are and where we are going if we don't look back and see this far that the Lord has brought us. Our God is our Ebenezer. And surely the goodness and the mercies of the Lord shall for us the days of my life. And how I promise that we dwell in God's house so that we can embrace hope to give to his children. There is much that we can do for the world today. The word is spreading. How I pray and thank you for giving me this opportunity. If it was I were to go to a TV show to get this airtime, you know how much I could have paid. But freely, God has given me this to introduce what I do. I have said that God has gifted me in all angles because I am created in the image and the likeness of God. I have learned to take the character of God. That is Genesis 1, verse 26. Genesis 1, verse 28, God has created me to be a steward, to take care of his environment. I mean, I'm a serious environmentalist. And even before I do my work of chaplaincy, I must tell people to take care of the environment. We talk about sustainable development. Sustainable development is for us using the resources of today without jeopardizing the future generations. So we have got much to do. We have got much to do. In my country and the own of Africa, in this point of time, people are dying of hunger. How I know that we can just learn to share, contributing $1, praying for these people, God will open doors. And Betty, I may not have much to reward you, but be assured that God will reward you because you have given me an opportunity to appear and to speak to God's people. And I hope that in one way or the other, through our conversation, we have touched one soul whom we have introduced to Jesus Christ. God requires, what requires of us is just to be good, to do good, and support his people. And we only need to be just be vessels for God to use us the best way he deems it good for his honor and glory.
Oh my goodness, you have, I don't know what I'm going to do with you. You have been such a blessing today. And as you said, I hope that, you know, you said one, but I'm going to say at least 1,000, if not a million, that souls are touched based on your calling, based on what you're doing. I'm just prophesizing that because of who you are and your accomplishments in your journey in life. And the fact that you have definitely invested in yourself to support others, and you are constantly investing in others so that they can be inspired with hope, so that they will know that they too can be successful in life. All they have to do is have that faith that is definitely connected to hope. So, you listen, we've just ran out of time, but my brother, Professor Dr. Jared, is always available. Please connect with him. He's a part of my social media. Professor, tell us how one can connect with you, other than if I know that you're on social media. Is that the only way?
Yeah. I am on the social media. I'm on the social media, and that's my Facebook name. You will find me. This is my email. You can write to me, and I could respond instantly. This is my mobile number, which is open 24 hours. Anytime you reach me, we can talk. We can pray together, and lift God's name.
I love it. And I am making sure that I have all of the contents that he is sharing with me so that I may share it with you all. And listen, this has been another phenomenal show for me because it allowed me to introduce to you, to share with you someone that is amazing. Out of the city of, out of Kenya, and doing amazing work worldwide, not just there. And I want to say thank you once again for joining us here on the Power and Praise television show. You can always watch this show and other shows on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Just download www.poppintv2 and you'll be able to definitely enjoy this show on Thursday. So And we will let you know when the show is airing. We're going to flood the media so you could have the opportunity of seeing it over and over again if need be. So, sir, thank you for gracing me with your presence. It has been such a pleasure seeing you again.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and God bless you. It was nice having the opportunity to speak to God's people.
Yes, I so
we have done a phenomenal and the huge work. I can feel it. I can feel the spirit moving. And I want to thank you for that. Thank you, my sister. God bless you.
Very welcome. God bless you as well, sir.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. Features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.